This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1128. Learn how to set expectations in 15 minutes tops.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How can you use words like max or tops to set expectations and put people at ease in English? Today, let's get into this handy skill. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going? How are things with the new baby?
Everything's good. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. He's really cute.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, I can't imagine. Everything changes when you have a new baby.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again. It's been a crazy time, but it's been good. But hey, Lindsay, how long do you think today's episode will be?
I don't know, Michelle. You know, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Ooh, that's interesting that you use that word tops right there. Tops.
Yeah, that's a word. I started noticing that I use the word tops to talk about the limit of something. Do you use this word, Lindsay?
I do. I like this word. I guess I haven't used it in a while, but I like it. I think it sounds fun and zippy and cool.
I like when you say things sound zippy because you're the only person who I know who says that, but I like it.
It's very quirky. I know.
I like it
sounds
a lot. Zippy.
It sounds cool. Well, we are going to talk about that word tops, guys, in today's episode. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about Alexa. Michelle, you have an Alexa in your home. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, awesome. And I heard your dad started listening to our show on Alexa. Is that
what
happened?
It was so funny. I was talking to him and he goes, Michelle, I have a question. What's the difference between, a trip and a flight. Have a good trip and have a good flight.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking at all. And I was like, that's weird. I just did an All Ears English episode about that. And turns out he had been listening to the show on his Alexa.
Such a dad thing to say.
Yeah, it's very cute.
My dad does that too. My dad also has an Alexa at home and he listens to the show on the Alexa, I'm pretty sure. So guys, if you're noticing a theme, you can now listen to our show on Alexa if you're in Japan or the US. So guys, to get the show, you need to activate the skill, activate the All Ears English skill, and then you can say, Alexa, open All Ears English, or in Japanese, you can say, Alexa, All Ears English, wo iraite. That's how we say that in Japanese.
Ooh, and nice.
I know, we're breaking out some Japanese today, Michelle. It's crazy.
I like it.
So guys, go and get that. Listen to it because you can share it with your family. You know what I mean? How cool to be able to listen to English in the morning when you're preparing breakfast or in
that
the evening.
Cool.
You don't have to pick up a device and put earplugs in, right? That's so nice. Nice to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. Lots of different ways to listen to the show. Lots of fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope your dad continues to listen to us on Alexa.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. So, guys, so today we are going to talk about this word tops, right? So, yeah, basically it's about talking about a limit, right? And so, for example, let's start with time, right? So, like, you could say the meeting will take no more than half an hour tops, right? So what does that mean, Lindsay?
So you're saying a maximum of half an hour. It's not going to exceed half an hour.
Exactly. Exactly. It will not exceed that. And I could just say the meeting will take no more than half an hour and just stop there.
Right.
But this is a fun, zippy word to add.
Zippy. It's zippy. It makes me think of Zipcar. Zippy. It's also, it's casual. Like, I'm saying it's zippy because it's kind of fun. Like, it's casual. It's native. It's natural. It's not formal, you know?
Right, right, right. What's another thing you could say with time, Lindsay?
You could say, oh, I'll be there in 10 minutes tops. I'm sorry I'm late.
Right, right.
Yeah. I like that.
I think they sound really, really natural. And I do think I use this word. So, but what's another, like, I mean, all about limit, but also just with like amount, right? So, for example, you could say, oh, I can bring four people in my car tops.
Yeah. So that's, again, that's max, right? Max is another way to say it. And we'll talk about other ways to say this in a minute, but I can bring four people in my car tops, right? No more than four people. Or you could say something like, I want to spend $30 on parking tops. It's just too expensive to park at the airport, for example.
Right. That's true.
Don't park at the airport. Bad idea.
So again, you know, like, that's the limit. That's the upper limit. I do not want to spend $31, right?
Right, right, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So this is pretty natural, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a really good way to describe your limits, right? And, you know, signal people on that, right? Like, what is your limit of what you'll spend, how much time something will take. I think it's just a good way to express yourself and, you know, tell them this in like a more natural native way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's something, I think it's a good communication skill to be able to describe kind of expectations. You know what I mean? Like, put people at ease by saying what your expectations are for certain things, right? Like, oh yeah, we can park at the airport, but I want to pay no more than $12 tops, or I want to pay $12 tops, right? It would be redundant if I said no more than $12 tops, wouldn't it, Michelle? That would be redundant. If I said that, but you could, natives do, but that is redundant, just so you guys notice that. But yeah, so to set expectations with people and just communicate well, that puts people at ease. And if we can do that in English, then we are just where we're doing great.
Right. Yeah. Cause you can reassure someone like about timing or, you know, it can be with asking a favor or something like that, or just being clear or transparent about situations, plans, or I think it's just really good stuff.
Yeah, transparency, that's what it's all about. Absolutely.
Right. So, I mean, what are other ways you can say this, Lindsay? We've kind of touched on a couple, but let's go over them. So what's the first thing you could say?
Well, you could say at most. So, for example, there'll be 40 people at the party at most. So plan to order about 10 pizzas.
Yeah, I think this one's a little bit formal sounding, but I think it works, right?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I think that's fine. At most. Yeah.
At most. And then this next one, maximum or max, you were saying that you could hardly stand to not say it naturally because it just came so naturally to you, right?
Yeah, I like it. I like saying max, right? I have 10 minutes to talk max or maximum, but I would say max. I would shorten that.
Yeah. Right. So maximum would be like a more formal way to say it. So that would be good.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
And then another one, it could just be, this one is just about time, I think. Mm-hmm. Like at the latest, at latest or the latest, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or so just, only- or just saying latest.
Yeah. Yeah. And only talking about schedules, as you said, timing of things, when things will start, when they'll stop. So what's an example sentence, Michelle?
Well, you could say the party will go until 3 p.m. latest. Can you pick me up?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could say 3 p.m. at the latest or 3 p.m. the latest or wait, could you just say 3 p.m. the latest?
I don't know. I always say for this one, I usually say at the latest. The party at will the go latest. Until yeah. I don't usually just say latest, but that might be like a colloquial way that you say it. I don't know. We all have our weird language yeah. quirks.
No, I would maybe just say latest, but also sorry. So not so I would probably say at. Ah, Michelle, I would say latest or at the latest. That's what we would go with. Oh, I've got issues. You guys got to listen to the last episode to
go back and listen to Monday's episode to know what Michelle is talking about.
To know
about
what I'm talking about. Says. That's right.
All right, go. Cool. So maybe our listeners could learn this by just hearing this in a role play. You know what I mean?
Let's
what do you
do
think?
It. I yeah. think that'd be great. So, Lindsay, we are planning a dinner for an All Ears English gathering in this role play.
Ooh, that sounds good. Okay, cool. So, all right, let's start it off. Go for it.
All right, here we go. So, how many people are coming?
Not sure exactly, but I'd say 20 tops.
Okay, I can think of a good place then.
But the meals should be no more than $20 max.
Got it. What about timing?
I'd say let's get started by 7 at the latest.
Okay, nice. Oh, wait, that's not the end. Okay, that's a good time. It may be hard to get a reservation at that time, though. I can think of 3 or 4 restaurants at most. Think that's enough?
Yeah, I'm sure something will work out. Okay. Oh, so optimistic.
So many issues.
I wish planning for events was that easy.
Yeah, really. A quick conversation. That's it.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's go through it. So I said, not sure exactly. You said how many people are coming. I said, not sure exactly, but I'd say 20 tops. So again, it's the delivery there is important, right? So I paused a little bit, or I'd say 20 tops, right? So study the way that natives deliver that too, guys, not just the vocab word.
Right, right, right. Exactly. That's true. Yeah. So then the next one you said, but the meals should be no more than $20 max. So
yeah,
and same, same sound.
Same thing. But it's important to note here that it's redundant when I'm saying it's fine. It's native. I would say that I actually said this earlier in the episode, but it is redundant, right? It should be no more than $20 max. So I'm saying that twice. Right. I'm saying maximum twice because no more than means the same as maximum. So I think just for you guys, it's good to have an awareness of when we're being redundant. I think about that sometimes when I speak, you know what I mean? I say something and I'm like, oh, what I just said is redundant. That's interesting. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't say it necessarily. I just want to have an awareness of it.
I think it's a good. I think you're right. And I think people maybe do it just to like stress it, just stress the importance one more time. Like
that's
max.
A good point, too. Yeah. To really hit it home. Drive it home. And so just to be aware of that, guys. Yeah, love it. Okay, what's next, Michelle?
All right, then you said, I'd say let's get started by 7 p.m. Latest. That's what I would say, but Lindsay would say at the latest.
Yeah, so yeah. You can say we have a slight difference. That may be like a regional difference or something, maybe. Or like an upbringing. Maybe like a language culture within our families or something. Upbringing, that kind of thing could be a little bit different between the two of us. So that's kind of cool.
Right. And remember, you know, this one is specifically for at the latest or latest. This is best for like timing or day, like Tuesday at the latest, right?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't use it for, you wouldn't say like $20 at the latest or something like that.
That'd be very weird. Okay. And then
where at most is more about that than like timing. Like,
yeah. Okay. And then you said at the end, you said, okay, that's a good time. It may be hard to get a reservation at that time. I can think of 3 or more restaurants at most. Mm-hmm. Think that's enough?
Right. Good. Yeah. So, guys, this is about discussing limits, right?
Yeah, expectations, limits. Again, I think the reason that this is a good connection skill is because you've got a tool, a way to show someone what to expect. You know, right. How long are we going to stay here? We're going to stay here at the, you know, we're leaving at the latest by 7 p.m. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're being specific. You're showing people what to expect in the world. And you put people at ease when you tell them what to expect.
Exactly. Exactly. That's really good.
Yeah, that's so good. So guys, go out and use these. You know, these are cool. Like I said, they're zippy, they're fun, they're natural. And what else? Michelle, what's going on with the transcripts these days?
With the transcript, oh, something very exciting.
Yeah, we can now get the transcripts, guys, inside of the iOS app as another option, right? So now you have two ways to get the transcripts. Way one is by getting them by email. You can still do that. And to get those, you can go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And now way two is to get them inside the app while you listen. And that is a separate plan that you would sign up with within the app through Apple, okay? You get a free trial for a week and then you would start paying monthly. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. And again, like I wish I had this tool for Spanish. I haven't seen this tool anywhere in any app for Spanish, but yeah. I wish I had it because I would learn so much quicker if I was listening to a conversation and seeing the words as I listened.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's huge. Man, you guys are going to love this.
This is huge. We've been working on this for you guys for like about 10 months. It only took us the entire summer and all of the fall to make this tool. But it's ready now for you. So really take advantage of it, guys. You're going to see massive improvements in your English just by using this little tool. So very cool.
Very exciting.
So cool, Michelle. All right. It's going to be a good spring. I can feel it. I can feel it.
For sure. Exciting stuff going on. All right, guys. Enjoy that.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.